I want to thank, first of all, the Parnosim, Moshe and Regina Zucker, the Ilui Nishmas, Chayi Nechoma Bas Mordechai, Moshe's sister, the Neshama Shav Aliyah, we feel we should have Simchis, Nachis, Panas Hayoim is the Fuchs Brummer family, the Ilui Nishmas, Yitzchak, Mendovit Kalman HaKoin, Neshama Shav Aliyah, also the Hershkowitz family, full of Sivan, and there was one, maybe one other one, I don't know the paper, but... Huh? Chaim and Daniela, we there should be a first name of Daniela Basipar, Danet Sipar. She's on the first name. Masosha Achol Yisrael. We should hear Masosha Tavis. Okay. Hashem, you should have a page that you got with the Minchas Chinuch. We've been learning a lot of Minchas Chinuch over the years in Mitzvah Hashem. So let me just bring us up to where we are. There's Hashem. We began 2 weeks ago in Halacha, the Malacha of Zereya. What we need to understand in particular about this Malacha of Zereya, and it's going to be something very exciting how it all plays out in the Pnimius of Zareya, is that we find by the Malachis, by the Lamatas Malachis, we find that there are a number of Malachis where the Nekudas HaChiddush of those Malachis is that the Pu'ula, the action, the Pu'ula of the Malacha is not really done by the person who's chayiv. It's not done by the person who's chayiv. The pu'ula of the malacha. It's through a koach acher, some other koach, which we also will call bidei shemayim. It's not, the pu'ula is not the person himself. The person is really just a grama. He's a goreim. He's a cause. He initiates. He starts something. But the actual pu'ula of the malacha that qualifies this as one of the lamatas malachas is not something that's bidei ha'adam. L'mosh, not zoreya, but zore, zayin vav reshei, which is one of the oldest malacha, which I think in English is probably called winnowing. I'm not sure. I think that's how it's called in English. Yeah. But you throw up into the air the wheat and the chaff, and the air would cause it to separate. Over there we see that the person really is not doing the malacha. The malacha itself is this separation that's taking place between the different parts of the grain, of the tour. That's what's really the malacha. All the person is doing is b'derech grama. He's just enabling this malacha to take place. How does the malacha take place? The Baruch Shalom does the malacha. It's zayr, the ruach, the wind. It's not the person himself. It's not like when you write something. Thank you, Jim. When you write something, you're being poiled, the malacha. In this case of Zora, you're not really doing the malacha. There's a malacha of a person to throw something into the air. It's not a malacha. The malacha is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is causing the wind, and this is the person's intention, to bring this pu'ula about. Or, for instance, tzeda, hunting. The person is poiris a metzuda. He sets a trap, or he puts out a net, and he walks away. So, did he do any malacha? What's the malacha? The mice itself is not a mice malacha. To put in that someplace, it's not a mice malacha. The person is only setting up this reality so that if the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, that the Baruch Hu is going to bring this animal, and the animal is going to come into the mitzvah, is going to come into the trap, and get caught. But the malacha itself, the pu'ul of the malacha, is really not the person's doing. He's only a grama. He's only goyrem for such a thing. He sets it up that it could happen. that the animal can get caught. But it could happen that it separates, the wind separates the chaff from the wheat and so on. So too, when it comes to Zareya and Oifa, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. These two sister malachas, I'm going to see why. It's very important to understand the chilik between them. We'd have discussed this a little bit in the past. But we see the same thing. When it comes to these two malachas of planting, that's our malacha right now, and cooking, by both of these, All the person is doing is initiating some process by putting the seed into the ground and by putting the dough into the oven, by putting the chal into the oven. The person is really, that's all the person is doing. The etzem ha-pu'ula, the actual malachi itself, when it comes to zareya, the malachi is what? The hashrosh, taking root. That's the malachi. That's growing something. The person's not growing anything today. He's not growing anything. We'll see the Michas Chinuch in a second, the Chiddush. He's not growing anything. He's throwing some seeds onto the ground. Nothing's growing on Shabbos. All he's doing is he's setting it up that b'derech ha-teva, if everything goes well, it could happen. But it's not happening. It's not something he's doing directly. It's really just, it's a growing. It's a type of a growing. Same thing when it comes to baking. The person puts the challah, the dough into the oven, and he's not baking it. The fire, the oven is baking the dough. He just set it up by putting it into the oven. So in these situations, the chiddush of these malachas, and there are only a few. I've just named a couple of them. When it comes to questions in modern times with electricity, this is very, very much nogeya when it comes to electricity, because that's obviously going to be much more common now when we use modern technology. This type of a grumma where the person is only pressing a button. And then we have tremendous, tremendous sugyas regarding kayach rishon, kayach sheni, and grumma and so on. I'm not talking about that right now. Here, the chiddush of these malachas that I mentioned just as examples, these few malachas, where we're talking about the classic av malacha. The av malacha itself is not a pu'ula sa'odam, it's a ma'aseh of grama. By zorah, by zareya, by baking, by cooking, the person is initiating something, but the actual malacha is me'elecha. It's by itself, it's by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the person doing it himself. Now, with that in mind, let's learn the Minchas Chinuch. Look inside. V'hine melechas hazriya. Do you see where it says that? It's like five lines down, a few lines down. V'hine melechas hazriya. I mean, everybody should have a Minchas Chinuch, and we're going to be using it a lot. So it's kedai, stam, it's kedai. The lamtes melechas, you can't go anywhere without the Minchas Chinuch. So let's read the words carefully. Let's begin the Minchas Chinuch. Look inside. V'hini melechas hazriya im zareya b'mokam shiro'i letzmoach. What's the melech of zriya, of planting? If the person plants, if he sows, he seeds, b'mokam shiro'i letzmoach, not in the desert, not on the piece of concrete, but if he throws seeds, if he puts seeds into a place that is ro'i letzmoach, that is a place that is natural for things to grow. It's Roy Litzmoach. There's, in the actual practical halachas, and it's a very common thing nowadays that people will make outdoors, especially during this past year, people make Kiddushim on a Shabbos outdoors, and they're going to be pouring drinks outdoors over the lawn. That they make Kiddushim outside on Shabbos. So without going right now, the Mechaber, the Ramad, there's a whole Machlokes. If it's a place that's roi litzmoach, if it's fertile grass, plants in that place, and you're drinking things, and you're having drinks, and you're eating over that place, and the tables are set up, and the tables are set up, and you have this with a sukkah on yontif, if the sukkah is on the grass, and you don't have some kind of a boards or phony grass. It's over the grass. Okay, this is... So this raises questions regarding the malach of Zareya. I'm not going into the practical halacha right now, but there's an issue of Zareya. It's not a deraisa. You're certainly not doing it with the intent to grow anything, but you are pouring drinks. You're having drinks over the lawn. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, Im Zareya b'malachim shiroi letzmach v'zeh pashut. The definition the Minchas Chinuch tells us is that the chiyuv of melechas zareya, of zriya, is if you put seeds in a place that's roi litzmoach. Now, it doesn't mean that it has to actually take root. But it's ro'oi litzmach. U'kvar b'rarnu l'kaman b'ilchus yontiv. Mechishchina says, I already explained in Ilchus yontiv, in mitzvah reish ches tzadik, adal hazriya shezara, that this act of putting seeds into the ground, chayiv, the person is chayiv, af, he says, miloy hishrish v'niklad. Even though these seeds did not take root, not only on Shabbos, even if they never take root, even if it doesn't work out. A lot of times the weather doesn't work out, doesn't rain or whatever, it doesn't grow. Mechishchina says that's not the malacha. That could be a second problem, a secondary problem along the way, if it actually grows. But the malacha of Zareya, the Mechishchina says, Chayev af beloy hishrish v'niklat, even if the zera, the seed, did not work out, did not take root, klal. Kagon shneskalkel. For instance, the zera is neskalkel. Or some chickens were walking around, they ate the zera, whatever it is. It never happened. Nothing came of this. As the person did this physical act of throwing seeds onto the ground, and lemaisa, nothing came of it at all. He says, kagon shneskalkel tekef, al yidei eza siba, for whatever reason, oshet tekef, higbiya min hakarka. Or, if the person throws the seeds down onto the ground with the intention to grow something, and then he picks them up right away. He gathers the seeds right up. Nevertheless, Menachishkina says, Chayev al Maisei Azriya. Chayev al Maisei Azriya. Not everybody agrees with that, but the Minchas Chinuch, the Rashash, Maganovitz, and many others hold that that is how we define the Malacha of Zriya, regardless of whether anything grows. The Malacha is setting it up in such a way where it could potentially grow. Even if the Zera isn't miscalculated, it's ruined, or it doesn't rain, nothing comes of any of this, that's Malacha of Zereya. Now the big question the Minchas Chinuch addresses now is that the same when it comes to another one of these malachas that we were talking about a minute ago, where the malacha is something which the Rabbanu Shalom takes care of finishing. So by planting, the Rabbanu Shalom takes care of whether the seeds are going to grow. It's the Rabbanu Shalom's business. All the human beings, chaylik is in this business, is setting it up. And that's the chiyuv. And he's chayiv on the malacha of Zareya. What about by cooking? What about by cooking, by baking? So putting it into the oven. Putting the challah into the oven. So we spoke about this already a little bit in the past. So look at the side of Minchas Chinuch. He says, V'loy dami. He says, this is not, even though they are both essentially grumma types of malacha, where the human being himself, the person himself, the gavra, is not really completing the malacha. The malacha is being completed by the Rabbanu Shalom, by Koach Acher. Nevertheless, V'loy dami, there's a big difference, Minchas Chinuch says, between Zareya and Oifa. V'loy dami. Afia, he says, V'loy dami l'afia. Why? The koidim shenefa, because the halach is that before the challah is completely baked, or it's at a point of being considered baked, koidim shenefa, eino chayiv. Person is not chayiv until the challah is sufficiently baked. Whatever that means, the shiur, we're not going into it. But until the challah is baked, the person is not chayiv. By Zareya, the Minchas Chinuch says, the second you put the seeds down, even if you take them up, you're chayiv. Even if nothing comes of these seeds, you're chayiv. When it comes to cooking and baking, the Minchas Chinuch says that the koidim shenefa, Eino chayiv. Kemvu b'shas, shom, and dal m'ralef, in the Gemara and Shabbos, that what? Hitiru l'irdoisa, koidim sh'te'ofa. I mentioned this last time, that Chazal, the Gemara tells us, that even though, in general, midrabbanan, Riddiya sapas is forbidden to scrape the challah out of the oven on Shabbos, is also midrabanan. Nevertheless, in such a situation where you can save the person or to save yourself, if it's another person, it's a little bit more complicated because then we're getting to the sugya of ein or mil onachateke desis chaver. But let's say you remember, goy, what did I do? What was I thinking? I put this challah into an oven on Shabbos, and you want to remove it before it bakes. Even though there's nisid rabbanim by doing that, nevertheless, the Gemara there concludes, it's mutter. It's mutter. If I would not remove this challah, it would become completely baked, and I'd be chayiv on the melacha, I'd be chayiv mis, on the melacha deraisa of oife, of baking. So here, it's different than zareya, right? By zareya, I'm chayiv the second I put it into the ground, even though nothing comes of it. But when it comes to baking or cooking, same thing with the pot, when it comes to baking or cooking, the chiyuv is only upon the completion of the baking or the cooking. So therefore, if I take the bread out of the oven before it gets baked, or if I pull the pot off of the stove, off of the fire, before it gets cooked, not only if I do, I should do that. I must do that. Why? The Gemara says, in order that the person should not come to the Echil Shabbos, because here, what defines the Melach of Afiyah is, I put the bread into the oven with the intention that it gets baked, and it gets baked. On Shabbos. The very end, last time, 2 weeks ago, I mentioned, what about if a person puts it into the oven right before it gets dark on Shabbos, right before the end of Shabbos, right before Avdallah. So it means the baking did not actually get completed on Shabbos. He's potter. The loch is he's potter. He set it up. And l'char, this meloch like Zareya means setting things up, putting it into the oven, putting the seeds into the ground. But here it's different. Here, the melacha is only a melacha where the person's chayv midaraisa if itaka ends up getting baked or gets cooked. And therefore, if you could prevent that from happening by pulling the challah out of the stove or pulling the pot off the fire, you do that. Because you're not chayv until that point. And the mechsenich explains. The hasam, what's the difference? He says the following. He says, the hasam over there by Afia. Ha'afia, it's the baking. It's the result of it getting baked. He ha-melacha. That's the melacha. B'chayiv, b'shas afia. And the person is only chayiv, therefore. When does he become chayiv? It could take a half hour, an hour, till this challah gets baked. When he puts it in, he's not chayiv. That's why he can still take it out. He's only chayiv when it gets baked. B'chayiv, b'shas afia. Ha-melacha. But over here, meaning by Zareya, ha-melochi hi ha-Zareya. Here the melochi is the actual placing of the seeds into the ground. V'chayiv tekev al ha-Zareya. When the person's chayiv, immediately, he's chayiv tekev al ha-Zareya. By putting the seeds in, even if he bends right away down, he says, oive, and he takes the seeds away, and he says, Baruch Hashem, nothing's going to grow. Too bad. Yechayev in the Melach of Zariah. Yechayev. Now, the Michas Chinuch really doesn't explain it. I'll go into it a little bit more. And we'll continue with that. Probably not now. We'll continue with it next week. But the Michas Chinuch, the Achrayim, do talk about it, each one in his own way. What's the chilik to understand this chilik between Zariah and Eifer? And then we'll see how that plays out in our Avodas Hashem, this difference between Zariah and Eifer. But the way the Achronim explain is that, look, sof kol sof, when you put seeds in the ground, they cannot take root. They cannot take root on Shabbos. There are some things that apparently the ground can absorb. There could be what's called a klita, but it can't be hashrasha. Nothing's taking root. If you put these seeds in the ground on Shabbos, they're not taking root on Shabbos. The kol hapachas, it takes 3 days for something to take root. It's not taking root on Shabbos. So therefore, the Achronim explain, it must be al-Korchach, that if the Torah revealed to us through the Chachamim, and through the Melechus HaMishkan and so on, that one of the 39 Melechus is Zereya. It can't be that it's on the Hashrasha. It can't be. This is the Svar of the Michas Chinuch. It can't be that the that your Oiver, what creates that Chiyuv is what? Is the Hashrasha, since that can never be on Shabbos. It can't be on Shabbos. Therefore, the Torah says that Zoreya is Aser, it could not be talking about being Mashrish, a plant, on Shabbos. It doesn't work that way. It's only talking about the malacha of putting seeds in the ground. Only about seeds in the ground. Any case, when it comes to afia, when it comes to baking, but there, it's efshe ve'efshe that the challah, we hope the challah is going to get baked on Shabbos. I mean, you put it in the oven, it takes a half hour, an hour, 2 hours. You're cooking something, it takes a few hours to cook, but there's no question that it's done in such a way that the intention is, and it has the ability to be completed on Shabbos itself. So why would we come to be mechadish that the person should be chayiv even if he takes the challah out of the oven before it bakes? This malacha can be completed, and it's, the intention is that it should be completed on Shabbos itself. By Zareya, again, by Zareya, by planting, after I put the seed into the ground, I misalik myself from that seed. I walk away from it. I'm done. I walk away. I misalik myself from the seeds. After I put them into the ground, I walk away. The entire Maisi de Odom by Zareya is the placing of the seeds into the ground. Of course, later on, you could be metapal with it when it grows, and you could prune, you could water. But as far as what's called planting is concerned, the second that I have put the seeds into the ground, as far as I'm concerned, I did this malacha that's called Zareya. That's the Maisi de Odom. The rest is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the weather, whatever you believe in. But it's not me that's doing that. Masha, anyway, when it comes to afia, and I was so happy because I saw this Rambam today. When it comes to afia, when it comes to cooking or baking, there's a lot to do after you put the challah into the oven, or you put the pot into the stove, as far as mixing, as far as maybe lowering a fire, as far as moving it over in the oven to move the challah to another place where it's not so hot. You have to be mashgiach the whole time to see what's going on with this thing. In other words, when it comes to planting, the second you put the seeds into the ground, you walk away, you turn your back and you walk away. You're masalik esayadayim. That's my ma'aseh of zariya. When it comes to afia, when it comes to baking and cooking, when I put the thing to the oven, I'm not done. I'm not done with this. I'm still busy with this. I'm still watching this. I'm looking in on this. I'm moving it. I'm involved with it. Every couple of minutes I have to be involved with this. So listen, the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Dalet says the following. Listen to this halacha. The Rambam says, Echad Nosan Esa'or. Let's say you have a couple of people that they're joining forces to cook something. The different people in the house are involved. Echad Nosan Esa'or. One person lit the fire. Echad Nosan Esa'etzim. One guy's in charge of the fire. The other guy's in charge of the wood. He put the wood there. Another guy or another lady put the pot. She's in charge of the pot. Another person is pouring the water into the pot. Somebody else put the meat into the pot. Somebody else put spices into the pot. And another person comes and he's mixing the pot. What's the halacha by each of these people? We got a whole minion over here working on this soup. There's a whole minion on this chicken soup. What's the din? Kulam chayavim mishum mevashel. Shekol ha'oyseh dover mitzarchei habishul harezeh mevashel. You hear the Rambam? Each one of these individuals, it's not like two people lifting up a table. Each one carrying it, moving it, schlepping it, scraping. We'll learn that by Harisha. Each one, the Rambam says, "Kulam chayovim mishum mevashel." Shekol ha'oyseh dovim yitzarcha abishol harayzeh mevashel. Even though nobody actually complete. No one person did the whole thing. The Rambam paskens, that's the halacha, that when you put when you set up something to cook or to bake, you're not mesalikas hayadayim. The mice, even though it is a grumma, because it depends on the fire and depends on it getting baked, and it's not like writing something where the whole time you're writing. Here you put it into the oven and you do take a step back. But sof kol sof, until that thing is baked, until it's cooked, it's still called a yoda arichta, a hemshech of the placing into the oven. Akedekach, that even if you have one guy does this part, the other guy's the fire, the other guy's the wood, the other guy's the water, the other guy's the meat, the other guy's the each person is chayiv. Because that entire tahalich, that whole process is called bishul kdeira zu. I'm now cooking this soup. Afias challah zu. I'm now baking this challah. This chilik between Zareya and Oifer, which tells us what the Michis Chinuch is saying, is that Zviya is the second you put the seeds into the ground, that's it. Afterwards, you're done. You misalik haseidayim, you're finished. The rest is bidei shemayim. Masha'en ken afir and bishul. When you set up the pot, you're still busy with it. And therefore, until it's baked, you can still take it out. Until it's cooked, you can still pull it off. Or Shabbos could end, and you pot it. Because it's not the moment of setting up the pot on the stove, it's the completion of the cooking, the completion of the baking. And this, I saw afterwards, is brought down by Feirish and Halachas Ketanas from the Maram Chagiz. He writes one sentence. Chiluk mevashel mizereya, the mevashel v'oifa adayin gomron bidei odom. When it comes to cooking and baking, the completion of the challah, or the completion of the soup, of the food, is adayin gomron bidei odom. It's still bidei odom. Therefore, I could interfere with it. I could stop it. I could prevent it from being cooked or baked. It's adayin bidei odom. Shetzorach lahagis hakdeira, because you have to still mix the pot and you have to move around the coals, or move around the pot. By Zareya, hakol bidei shamayim. So we understand that when it comes to Zareya, the second I put the Zera into the ground, I'm done and I say, Ein oid milvadai. Ein oid milvadai. So, I'm done. Now it's Hashem. Ein od mevada. When it comes to cooking or baking, I put when that lady puts, or the guy puts the challah into the oven, he doesn't walk away from the oven and say, ah, ein od mevada. He's still busy handling with it. And only when it comes out, and they're sitting at the table, and they take it, and it tastes good, and everybody says, no, what do you say? Well, Hashem. That's if they're religious, else they could say, I'm the best baker, I'm the best cook in the world. But there's a histalkus of the Rosh Hashanah. You understand? There's a hestapana. Not by Zareya. That's why. And now we can come just a touch upon the panemius. We're not done with the nigla. We have a lot to do still with the nigla, to talk about on a deeper level, just in the lumdus over here, of what Zareya is, and to see how it affects the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, to go into all the different shittas of the Rishonim and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, how they disagree about this. But what we do see here is that when it comes to Zareya, there's an extraordinary sentence that we find in the Yerushalmi that's brought down in Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, that we've spoken about many times over the years. Emuna zesei dezroim. Shamamin b'chai ho'ilomim mizareya. There's a pasuk that Chazal break up the pasuk, that each part of the pasuk is talking about another one of this Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Zeroim is emuna. Emunah is itecha, itecha, seydizmanim. But emunah is zroim. Why? What's the connection between emunah, faith, and zroim, and seydizroim, planting? The mesechtas that have to do with planting, with trumas and maishas and planting. So the Yerushalmi says, shemamin b'chai ha'ilamim v'zareya. Because when it comes to zareya, the most religious people are the farmers. Because mamin b'chai, now we're coming to Shemitah, you have these tzaddikim, Ma'amin mechai olamim v'zareya. You believe there's a Baruch Shalom. All you could do is to put the seeds in the ground, And then you daven, it should rain. You daven that it should work out. Everything should work out. Mamin b'chai olam mezerei. So the whole pu'ula of Zriya, listen to this. The whole activity, the whole esek of this malach of Zereya is taking place deep in the ground in a way that is completely ne'elam, hidden from the eyes of any human being. It's hidden from the eyes of the human being. It's this person, the farmer, does not know. After he puts them to the ground, he has no idea when he does that if anything is going to ever come of this, if anything is going to ever grow over here, when it's going to grow, if it's going to rain, if it's not going to rain. He has no idea. It could be that it's going to be koitz v'dar de tatzmiach loch, like it says in the curse of Bereishis by Gan Eden. It could be it's going to come up to be thorns and a bed. It's not going to work out at all. So what is driving this person to put the zera into the ground? It's emuna. Emuna, faith. Emuna is davka when something is nelam v'nista. Emuna is davka with something that you can't see. It's something which is hidden from the person. That's not near of enigla. It's something which is unseen by the person. You believe in something you can't see with your eyes. The whole malach of zereya requires emuna. It's defined by emuna. The second that you put the thing into the ground, the second you put the thing into the ground, then what begins is, what takes effect is, Raza de Mehemanu, so the secret of the faith of a farmer, of a Jew, to believe that Sof Kol Sof, all a human being in this world could ever do is to try, is to begin, is to make yeshtadlis. But as far as whether or not this is going to actually work out, it's a side. It's a secret. It's only the Baruch Shalom knows. I don't know. And therefore, Chazal tell us, Emunah Zeh Seder Zerem Shemamin B'chai Ha'olamim Vizareya. Vizareya. Bashanikain, when it comes to afia, when it comes to baking, even though when it comes to cooking and baking, we're also talking about a certain tahalich. It is a certain process. It is a certain process. In other words, Sof Kol Sof, you know, two people could bake challah, and this one has a tam gan eden, and the other one has a tam ganim. It could come out different, completely different. And even that you get two matzahs, right? You get a matzah from Shatza matzah, you get one from Kerasti, you get one from Satmi, you get one from whatever it is, from Lakewood Baker, whatever you get, you get a matzah, and they're always asking it. That's one of the things that people like to talk about at the Seder. How did that happen, such a thing? You have one box is from Satmi, the other box is from Kerasti. And how come it's just flour and water? Like, how does that happen? That this matzah is unbelievable, delicious. And this matzah, you're breaking your teeth, and it's for the Ben Arasha, right? Hakir Shinit. And you don't even know that. How did it happen? It's flour and water. What's going on? Even the bricks in the oven, the most subtle differences will make a difference in how that challah comes out or how the matzah comes out. It's a completely different matzah. It's a completely different challah, how it tastes. So you would say, so that's also, it's a Baruch Shalom Zinyan. It's not. See here, when it comes to Afi, it's different. Because over here, every step along the way, the person is involved. It's not a frum thing, baking, like planting. Planting is a very frum thing. Because planting, you walk away, ein od milvado. That's all I could do. When you put the food on the stove, the balabasta, the lady, or the guy, whoever's doing it, they don't feel that's all I could do. Oh, a little bit more spices, a little bit more spices. A little bit less, a little bit more salt. A higher fire, a lower fire. Another piece of chicken to throw in. Another knedel to throw in. Whatever it is. There's something that the person is asuk, that he's busy with this thing throughout the entire time. And therefore, when it comes to cooking or baking, the person feels, I'm animashu, animishu. I'm somebody. My involvement with cooking and baking brings a yeshua to this challah that's near of an igla. You following? It's near of an igla. How did I come? The guy says to his wife, nobody makes a challah like you. My wife, she makes the best challah. It's all gaiva and yeshus, right? It's all gaiva. She walks away from the table saying, I'm the best baker. There was never such a baker in the world. You heard my husband said, I'm the best baker. All the kids, everybody, the company, they love my challah. It's all gaiva and yeshus. It's all the person. Because there's this dimyan in the world, that when your hands are busy doing something, you feel ke'ilu what? I'm the balabas. I made this challah. I baked this challah. Therefore, when it comes to baking, the Mechas Chinuch is saying over there, even though it's true that essentially you're initiating a process, but since it's a process that does not require emunah, because the person's constantly huddling with the challah or the matzah, he's involved with everything that's going on, so there's a dimyon that it's not emunah, there's a dimyon that ki'ilu is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's ki'ilu, it's bidei ha'odom, it's in my hands, it's up to me that this comes out being delicious. The Mela, when it comes to Zvir, you're chayv the moment you put the seed in the ground. When it comes to Afia, you're not chayv by putting the thing in the oven. Because you're not done with it. You're not done with it. You're not Masalik as a Yadayim. You still feel that it's your inyan. It's your inyan. Therefore, what we're going to be learning when we get to the Pnimius of Melechus Zareya, that there is no other Melacha from the 39 Melachas like Zareya. It's unique. Because in this Melacha of Zareya, there's a murdik agilui, a remarkable revelation of this madrega that's called Eishes Chayel Ateres Baila. Eishes Chayel Ateres Baila. What do I mean by that? And that's why we're going to be learning a lot about in Zareya, about raising children and marriage. Davkin Amloch of Zareya. Eishes Chayel Ateres Baila, which means, you know, there's a lashon in the Gemara. When the Gemara is talking about Esther Amalka, that's the Ikka Sugya. The Gemara is talking about Esther Amalka and what happened to Achashverosh, the Shiluv with Achashverosh. So you remember, what's the classic definition in Halacha that made it possible for Esther to have such a relationship with Achashverosh? Remember, what is Chazal, what's the Lashon? Karka Arlam. Did Esther is Karka Arlam. Karka Olam. It's a fascinating lashon. What does it mean? Karka Olam. Like the earth. Because the man is the mashpia. He's the one that's zoreya. Right? He's the one that's zoreya. He's planting. He's the mashpia. And she is like the karka that's passively being mekabel, which is the bechina of Eish Yisrael. Ateres Baila, Eish Yisrael, this relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Zorei, who is the Mashpia, and Knesset Yisrael, who is the Makabel. So here's the difference between Zoreya and Oifa, just to begin to taste a little bit of the difference between these two Malachas and Pnimiyas. When it comes to Oifa, we don't have such a gilui of Eish Yisrael, of the Baruch Shalom's Kala, that she knows that everything is in Hashem's hands. My husband, the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's him. He's the Mashpia. All I could do is what? Is to daven, to be a good clay kibble, and to be makabel Hashem's Zara. That's what Emunah is. That's Emunah. That it's not me. It's him. I'm Karka Olam. Karka Olam. Zalo ani. Bittel. Bittel. That's Emunah. When it comes to the Melach of Zareya, there's complete bittel. Mam in Bechai Olam in Zareya. He walks away. He's Mesal Gassi Yadayim, and he says that what? Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the Mashpia, I'm just the Makabel of your brachas. This is what you told me, this is how I plant things. I put the seeds like you told me, this is what I do for a living. I put it into the ground, and that's it. I can't do anything else. Because you're the Mashpia. I'm just carrying out this Shlichus, and I'm putting something into the ground. Whether or not something is going to grow, it's Karka Olam. All I could do is to daven that the karka should be fertile and should be a clay kibble to receive the zera, and that the zera should be absorbed and that the plants should grow. And it's the exact same thing when it takes that's happening between a husband and a wife in a marriage. It's the same thing that there's a mashpia and there's a makabel. When it comes to the melacha of oifa, when it comes to the melacha of cooking, of baking, there, of course, is different. There, the chiyuv is only when this becomes baked on Shabbos. That's when there's a chiyuv when it comes to afiyah. And the reason for that is because with this malacha, there is a hestaponim. There's a hestaponim that's taking place with this malacha. Because by the malacha of afiyah, you might think ki'ilu, you are the mashpia. You could be misled to think that you're the mashpia. Because by the malacha of oifah, You're not Masalik HaSeidayim. You see it through to the end. You're not Karka Olam. You're actively involved in this dish coming out the right way. And because of that, by Melacha of Afiyah, the Pnimius of the Melacha of Afiyah is Hashpah, baking and cooking. And therefore, when are you Chayev? Only when you finish baking or you finish cooking, that's when you're Chayev. Because there's a Gili of the Mashpia. When it comes to Zareya, the Gili of by Zareya, the Ikka Gili by Zareya is not the Mashpia. It's what? It's the Emuna. It's that I'm meaning, of course, the Mashpia. Hashem is the Mashpia. But as far as the human being is concerned, I'm not a Mashpia. I'm just a Makabal. So, that's all I am. I'm just a Makabal. I depend upon Hashem. I depend upon Hashem growing this, whether it's going to work out, whether it's going to take place. Therefore, when it comes to Zareya, even though the maise of the person planting the seeds is a maise groma ba'alma, it's mamsha maise groma ba'alma. But that's exactly what emunah means. It means the belief that everything that I do in my life is only a groma ba'alma. You following, Chavir? That my actions in this world are just to make room for the bracha of Kivyochel Hashem to descend upon this place. And everything that I do in my life is a groma ba'alma. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't finish this. It's not up to me. I can try to work. I can go to my job. I don't know how it turns out. I was talking to some wonderful couple today that they're having terrible sorrows with their children. And they're blaming themselves. They're beating themselves up. And I said, you're the nicest people. What did you do in Avla that the kids are going in that way? You didn't do anything bad. What did you do? It doesn't always work out the way that you want. You know, I mean, you tried hard. You're nice people. You didn't do anything bad. You tried hard. Did you make mistakes? All parents make mistakes. All parents make mistakes. You have people that are not from, and they made mistakes, and the kid came out, and he's the Rosh Hashiva in some yeshiva someplace. They also said, what did we do? We made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. But you're good people. You try your hardest. It's not up to you. You have to be Masalik HaSeidayim. You have to be able to walk away, to be Imam and Bechayar Lomim. All we can do is to plant. So, and to be Imam and Bechayar Lomim, I planted, and that's it. I'm Masalik HaSeidayim, Rabbi Shalom, ain't old Mavada. It's your Indian now. It's in your hands. When it comes, therefore by Zareya, I'm chayiv the second that I plant, even if I take the seeds away, it's the act of planting, even though it's a groma ba'alma, but that's what emunah is. Emunah means my whole metzias is a groma ba'alma, to make myself into a clay kibble to receive the brachas of Hashem. Esther, karka oilam. So, karka, like the ground, karka. Mashiach, when it comes to cooking and baking, there, there's a hester pnei hamashpia, and I could think, kilo, I'm the mashpia. I have that, what's revealed and what's seen is, I'm handling with the challah, I'm putting in salt, this person brings the water, this person brings the meat. It's a whole team project. I'm busy with this thing. Therefore, when I put that thing into the oven, if I just put that, the moment I put that thing into the oven, I'm not chayev. Why? Because that's not what defines afiyah. What defines afiyah is the person being mislabish kivyochel in that garment of the mashpia himself, and despite that, of course, having emuna and knowing there's a process, but I'm not chayiv until this is finished. The moment that I put something onto the stove, or the moment I put the chal into the oven, that's mamash agroma, just a groma. I'm initiating something. That moment that I'm putting it in, I'm initiating something, and now I have to see it through to the end of the baking, to the end of the cooking, to make sure that everything goes the right way. That's not an inyan of emunah. That's not an inyan of emunah. It's just the opposite of emunah. It's the person. And most of the Lama Tess Melachas are like that, even more so. That when you're writing, I'm the Valdover from the beginning of the sentence to the end of the sentence. Baking is very different. Because he's still, the fire has to bake it. Here, when it comes to writing, from the beginning to the end, it's completely my act. Now, how does that work out in Panemius? But what I wanted to just bring out now, so far, is that this Chiddush of Zareya is going to have a huge, huge impact upon the Avoida of Zariya in raising children, in being married, in every single thing in our lives, because that's the Melach of Mamin B'chai Lomim V'Zareya. And that's how it comes out in Halacha. Now, the intricacies of this, and all the Nafki Minis, and the Machloikis that we have, by the Achronim between the Mechizchech and the Rashash, and then we see the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, are all Holech Sovev, this Nekuda Pnimis of Emunah, of being the Makabel, Knesset Yisrael, as opposed to Hashpa, Kabbalah and Hashpa. But all the machlokes is going to be revolving around this Nakud. Shkai.